Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power, where we present subjects and information. Well, they're often very thought-provoking, but more than anything else, it's giving you perspectives and understandings of information about details, conditions, situations that maybe you might never have thought of exploring. And such is the case today. We are going to have as our guest Robert Schwartz, and Robert has written a book that for some of you listening might be very thought-provoking. For others of you, you might say, oh, Donna, you're really stretching the yardstick here. And for others, you'll say, yes, it makes sense. So without further ado, I want to welcome Robert Schwartz to the show. His book is called Courageous Souls, Do We Plan Our Life Challenges Before Birth? Robert, welcome.
Thank you, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a delight. You're a fellow Northwesterner here, and I just, of course, it's absolutely gorgeous here in the Pacific Northwest right now. And, Robert, I wanted to ask you a question. Wait a minute. I said you were in the Northwest. Are you in the Northwest? Maybe I'm confusing you with someone else.
I am. I'm in Ashland, Oregon.
Ashland, Oregon. Oh, that's such a gorgeous place. Robert, you're a man that from the background that you relate to in your book about yourself, you've been involved in marketing, you've been in communications, you've worked as a consultant. Whatever made you explore or decide you were going to step outside of your, oh, how can I say it, pre-established conventional thinking? That sounds rather awesome, doesn't it? Into something such as pre-birth planning. Tell us about your journey. What caused you to take this giant step into the unknown?
Well, Donna, in 2003, I was living in Evanston, Illinois, and as you said, I was working as a self-employed marketing and communications consultant. And the way I started to write Courageous Souls was that I was feeling very unfulfilled with the work I was doing. I often felt that, you know, if I fell off the face of the earth, nobody would really notice and someone else would just be plugged into my role and it really wouldn't make much of a difference at all. I felt that I was making no unique contribution to the world, but I had no idea what my unique contribution could be or might be. And so one day, in this search for greater meaning, I went to see a psychic medium. Now, I had never done anything like this before, nor had I known anyone who had done anything like this, but the idea came to me, and I thought, well, I'll invest an hour of my time and a little money, and I'll see what comes up, and if it's not helpful, there's really no harm done.
Now, I want to stop you there for just a minute, Robert.
Yes.
You said you went to a psychic medium. Why? Did someone talk to you about something like this? What was it that made you decide to go to a psychic?
You know, the idea came to me spontaneously. It was not suggested by anyone I talked to or anything I read. Now, in retrospect, knowing what I know now, I believe that my spirit guides were whispering this suggestion in my ear. But at the time, I didn't even know what a spirit guide was. So I was a little bit mystified myself as to how I had come up with this idea.
Aha. That's what I wanted to bring up. Because often people don't realize that they're being, for all intents and purposes, directed. It's like the wisdom of the inner self speaks up and says, it's time, pay attention. So continue with your story, Robert.
Well, I went to see a medium, and in this session, took place on May 7th, 2003, and I remember the date specifically because it was on that day that the course of my life changed forever. In this session, I was introduced to the concept of spirit guides, highly evolved, non-physical beings who help us plan our lives, and then guide us through those lifetimes. And through the medium, I was able to speak with my guides. And I was stunned to discover that they knew literally everything about me, not only what I had done in my life, but they knew everything that I had thought and everything that I had felt. And to give you an example of this, 5 years prior to this session, I had been going through a very difficult time in my personal life. And one day, when I was at home alone, I said a prayer to God, and I said it silently in my mind. I said, God, I can't get through this alone. I need help. Please send help. Well, I had forgotten all about this prayer from 5 years earlier, but my spirit guides knew about it, reminded me of it, and as you can imagine, I was stunned that they knew about a prayer that I had said so long ago, silently and in the privacy of my own home. Well, when a non-physical consciousness knows everything about you, that gives that consciousness a great deal of credibility. So when they started talking about the concept of pre-birth planning, I was listening in rapt attention. And they told me that I had planned many of my greatest challenges before I was born. So, of course, I said, well, why in the world did I do that? And they said, you did that for purposes of spiritual growth. And then we went on to talk a little bit about some of the specific challenges and why I had wanted to experience them. Well, when this session was over, I was shaken to my core. And for days and weeks and months thereafter, I thought constantly about this idea of pre-birth planning. And it really helped me to reframe the challenges I had experienced, because so often when something, quote-unquote, bad had happened to me, I saw no deeper purpose to it, and the fact that I saw no deeper purpose made the suffering more intense. And I realized that if I had known that I had planned these experiences, I would have seen deeper meaning in them, the suffering would have been greatly reduced, and I could have gone about learning the lessons in a much more conscious manner. So it occurred to me that there should be a book about this. It could bring great healing and hope and inspiration to people, and it could help them reframe their life challenges just as it had for me. So I embarked upon a 3-year course of study and research in which I looked into the subject of pre-birth planning, and I ended up collaborating with 4 very gifted mediums and channels who had specific abilities to access different components of a person's pre-birth plan. For example, I worked with a medium in Chicago, Deb Dubari, who is able to speak with deceased loved ones. So in the chapter on death of a loved one, where I interviewed a woman who had planned before birth to lose a fiancé and her only child, Deb was actually able to talk to the fiancé and to her child and ask, why did you plan these deaths at a young age? I worked with another medium, Corby Mitlead, who is able to channel a person's soul. So in that same chapter on death of a loved one, Corby channels the interviewee's soul, and I have an opportunity to speak directly with the soul and say, did you plan these 2 deaths before Valerie incarnated, and if so, why? And then we find out directly from her soul why these deaths were planned. And there's another medium, Stacy Wells, who has the unique ability to hear and to see the pre-birth planning sessions we have with one another before we incarnate. So she was actually able to hear the dialogue that souls were having with each other when they talked about different sorts of challenges and why they might want to experience some more than others. So working with all of these mediums, and then there's a 4th, Glenna Dietrich, who channels spirit guides and angels, by working with them, I was able to find out why people had planned certain challenges into their lives. And I organized the book by type of life challenge, and I chose the most common challenges people face so that the book would be most helpful. So the challenges we examine are having handicapped children, physical illness, deafness, blindness, drug addiction, alcoholism, the death of a loved one, and physical accidents.
Robert, I'd like to stop you there for just a moment, because what you have said, I think, is very, very fascinating. It's something that I've had a number of experiences myself. But I'm going to sort of take a devil's advocate position in here, because I've had conversations with people throughout the years, and I have a very deep empathy for what you're discussing here. And when I am interacting with other people and I've had conversations with people, they have said pre-birth planning. Now, these are your words, and I really like those words, but they'd say, well, where does free will come in? If we've planned this, boy, we've really chosen a stinking life. If I went around and planned my life, and I've known some people that have gone through some pretty ugly stuff, why in the world would I have ever planned something so ugly? And I just think this is terrible that this has to happen. with what you're presenting and your thought principles here that you're sharing with us today, and by the way, for those of you who are just tuning in, the book is called Courageous Souls, Do We Plan Our Life Challenges Before Birth? It is a different line of thinking, and it would be rather unsettling for a lot of people to go through, and again, I'm relating to people that I've interacted with as a counselor and as a speaker and the various experiences I've had through the years. They'd say, this is terrible. In a million years, I never, ever would have done this. Why would I have done it? How do you talk to people, Robert, about this? I know what I would say, but how would you address it, Robert?
Well, Donna, I hear you asking really two questions there. One being, why would we plan difficult experiences? And the other is, where does free will come in? So let me take those one at a time.
Please.
And actually, before I answer them, let me also tell your listeners that there are excerpts from the book posted at www.courageoussouls.com. So I would encourage them to go there if they'd like to actually read some samples from the book.
Of course, and we'll mention that again, too, before we're finished with our chat here, Robert. But please do address those questions, because I know we have listeners that are going to say, this is a bunch of bunk. I mean, I can't buy into it. And, of course, we can never walk in another person's shoes. Nobody, unless they have had common experiences like you've experienced, are they going to have necessarily the understanding. But there's a lot of people who are listening and says, this makes sense to me. I understand. So tell us what your positioning would be to the questions I presented to you.
Well, in my research, I found that there are four primary reasons why souls plan incarnations with challenges in them. The first is healing, and specifically that would be a healing of negative energies that were unresolved from a previous lifetime. To take an example from the book, there's a young woman, Penelope, who planned to be born completely deaf. In her case, in the lifetime immediately previous to this one, when she was a young child, she heard her mother shot to death by the mother's boyfriend, and the psychological trauma from hearing the gunshots was left unhealed in that lifetime because she committed suicide at a young age. So when she returned to spirit and she was in her pre-birth planning session, her spirit guide asked her, would you like to be born deaf so that you will be less influenced by sounds in your next lifetime and so that you can concentrate on healing the grief that was left unresolved from your mother's murder? And she said, yes, that is what I would like to do. So she actually chose deafness as a way to heal a negative energy grief that was unresolved from a previous lifetime. A second reason why we plan challenges into our lives is to balance karma. So, for example, to take a real simple example, let's say that in a previous lifetime, one person was physically ill and another person was in a caretaker role. When they review their lives, there will be a sense of unbalanced energy, and they will be motivated to balance that energy. So in the upcoming incarnation, the soul who was in the caretaker role may very well choose to experience physical illness, and the soul who was physically ill may now choose to be in the caretaker role. It's a way of balancing their service to each other. Now, what makes this so interesting and so challenging is that once in body, neither soul is going to remember the contract. So the soul who is now physically ill may feel burdened by the illness, and the soul who is in the caretaker role may feel burdened by having to take care of someone else. And this is what makes life so challenging. We don't recall the agreements we made with each other before birth in most cases. A third reason for planning life challenges is to be of service to each other. And when I explain this, I like to link it back to the concept of oneness, which I think many of your listeners will already be familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Oneness is the idea that there's really only one being in the universe, and it's you and me, it's all of us. We're all individualized expressions of the one larger being. So when we plan our lives, we're still aware of this. Now, when we come here and we're in body, we perceive separation. We perceive that we are distinct beings. But when we're in spirit planning our lives, we know that we are one with each other. So if you know that I am you, quite literally, why would you not want to be of service to me? And conversely, if I know that I am you, again, quite literally, why would I not want to be of service to you? The desire to be of service is inherent and fundamental and basic to our nature as eternal souls, and it motivates a great deal of pre-birth planning. And the last and fourth reason for planning challenges, and this is really the big one, is that it leads to a more profound self-knowing. And what I mean is this. When we are in spirit, we are very much in a realm that is as it is classically portrayed, a realm of love and light, of great peace and joy and harmony. And in a realm like that, we experience no contrast to ourselves. Now, I believe that as eternal souls, we are love, and I mean that quite literally, that we are made of the energy of love. But because we are in a realm of great love, we experience no contrast to ourselves and therefore cannot fully know and understand ourselves. So we incarnate in a realm of duality, you know, up, down, left, right, hot, cold, good, bad, because here on Earth, we experience tremendous contrast to ourselves. We experience an absence of love, a lack of love, things that are very much contrary to love. And so the challenge is to reawaken, remember that our nature is love, and learn how to both express love and receive love on the physical plane. So when we return to spirit, we return with a more profound self-knowing of our eternal nature as love. Now, your other question concerned free will. What I found in my research is that we have free will at all times, and we can choose to deviate from the pre-birth plan, but only within certain parameters. So if you have set up a particular life challenge as a high probability, as something that you really want to experience, you can, as an incarnate personality, try to dodge that or evade that, but your spirit guides are going to work overtime to try to bring it back around, and if it's something that you really wanted and planned as a high probability, it's likely that you will have to experience it. Now, the way around that is to somehow learn the lessons that it offers before the challenge happens, and if you can find a way to do that, you can accelerate your personal growth and perhaps sidestep a challenge. But in most cases, if it's something that you planned as a high probability, you will have to experience it. Your choice, then, is how will you respond to it? Will you respond with anger or hatred or bitterness or guilt or blame? Or will you respond in a loving way? And as you respond with love, then the lessons are learned and the challenge is no longer necessary.
In the very beginning of your book, you have a prologue. And I'm going to read it verbatim. On February 25, 1969, Christina, a 20-year-old administrative assistant in the Department of Political Science at Pomona College in Claremont, California, went to the department's basement mailbox to pick up her employer's mail as she touched a package in the mailbox. A bomb detonated, hurling her across the room. Dust and soot filled the air. 6-foot splinters of wood shot like arrows into the cement wall behind her. Flames from the explosion scorched her face, leaving her temporarily blind. The blast severed 2 fingers from her right hand and ruptured both eardrums. The next sentence is one that is really a catcher. Christina planned this experience before she was born, and she knows why. Tell us about Christina.
The woman you're describing is a healer in this lifetime, and she is a very, very skilled healer. Her life plan was one in which she wanted to be the quote-unquote victim of a bomb explosion so that she could heal herself, enhance her own healing abilities, and then turn them around and serve other people as a healer. And this is exactly what she has done in this lifetime. The explosion that you just described was something that resulted in a series of about 10 surgeries for her. She was in extraordinary pain over a prolonged period of time. She had her lips sewn together at one point. Part of her hearing was lost. A couple fingers were lost. She was disfigured. And it took really a number of years for her to heal herself completely. But in that time period, she acquired skills as a healer that she would otherwise never have been able to learn. And perhaps even more importantly, she acquired a degree of empathy and a degree of compassion that would not have been possible had she not gone through such an experience. So now she devotes her life to the service of others. She's a healer, as I said, and she uses her empathy and her compassion and her knowledge of healing to bring light and love to the world. It's really a very brilliant life plan, and it does exactly what I described earlier. It allows her to know herself as love on the physical plane, express love on the physical plane, and when she returns to spirit, she will return with a more profound self-knowing of herself as a loving eternal soul.
Now, one of the things about Christina's story that I found very poignant is that she went through such a phenomenal experience of self-awareness that when she really started thinking about the person that put this device together, which was a horrific device to put together and to put, you know, to have such awful things being done to someone because of somebody's thinking, twisted as it is. And yet she took it and, as you said, totally turned it around. And I want to mention that today she has just a phenomenal practice. She has patients with neurological disorders, brain injuries primarily, tumors, strokes, and aneurysms. She's skilled in Reiki and ARC, an ancient Hawaiian form of healing. She also has a PhD in speech language pathology. She is totally understanding of what happened to her, why it's happened, and what her purpose and job is. Now, this to me is such a phenomenal accomplishment for her. And she's very open and she's very, very sharing and generous with the knowledge that she has. I want to ask you a question, Robert. How has this research that you started around 2003, 2004, how has this changed your life, your thinking? How has it benefited you?
My primary life challenges have been in personal relationships with members of my family who are still living. And for that reason, because I have no desire to hurt anyone, I don't discuss them in detail in the book or in interviews. But I will say this. Earlier in my life, I felt victimized in some of those relationships. And I've come completely around 180 degrees in that. I believe that I had karma that I had to balance with certain people carried over from previous lifetimes. Now, in order to move beyond the third dimension and evolve into the higher spiritual realms, we all have to balance our karma. That means that somebody else has to give us an opportunity to balance it. And this is another reason why we plan life challenges. So in my case, people had to actually volunteer to allow me to balance my karma and come in on the other end of personal relationships in certain ways. And that's a form of service. You know, from the level of the personality, it looks very different. It looks perhaps like one person is treating another person unfairly or unjustly. But from the level of the soul, where we know what our karma is and we are motivated to balance it, the person who may seem to be mistreating us is actually giving us an experience that we ourselves sought out and wanted so that we could balance our karma, so that we could develop greater empathy and compassion, and so that we could evolve beyond the third dimension in the physical plane. So experiences that I once felt anger or bitterness about, or in which I blamed another person for acting perhaps wrongly, I now look at as a gift, much in the same way that Christina looks at the bomb explosion as a gift. Someone volunteered to play a role to teach me what I wanted to learn, and it was an act of service, and it's something for which I feel gratitude, much in the same way that Christina actually feels gratitude toward the person who planted the bomb.
Which is incredible. Now, Robert, I want, again, to let people know that you have your website, which is CourageousSouls.com. It is the title of your book, and the question, do we plan our life challenges before birth? Well, whether or not you believe in that, it's a type of thinking and awareness that may make you do some thinking about your own life and your own challenges, because all of us have our own individual roads that we journey in life. Daniel Brinkley made the comment about the book Courageous Soul. The more we know about the meaning of life, the better we understand the important choices we must make. Robert Schwartz has done an excellent job of presenting the possible explanations of what we are doing here and why we are here. I highly recommend this book. And Daniel Brinkley is well known as an author and also for doing hospice work. This is a man that survived tremendous experiences where he died more than once. because of being hit by lightning. Robert, with what you've got, CourageousSouls.com, you have all of this information there. What thought would you like to leave my listeners with in our last minute?
I would say to the listeners that very little of what you see on the physical plane is as it seems. What is really going on from a soul level perspective is quite, quite different. And one of the things that I attempt to accomplish by writing Courageous Souls is to bring about or facilitate a shift in those who are interested in making it from personality and body consciousness to soul consciousness. I think so often we believe that we are the personality and we are the physical body, when in fact we are so much more than that. We are vast, limitless, divine, sacred, eternal souls. And in a physical lifetime, we focus our attention on physical space and time, but that's not who we are. That doesn't define us. We are eternal beings, and I believe that as we awaken and remember our eternal nature, and our nature is love, that transforms the world, and it transforms our perception of life challenges, and that's really why I wrote the book.
Robert Schwartz, Courageous Soul. Thought-provoking, it'll take you on a journey that I think you'll find quite interesting. So go to his website, CourageousSouls.com, and also you can find this in your local bookstores. Robert, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you, Donna. It was my pleasure.
It has been a delight having you. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment. When we come back, well, we've got a lot of good things to share with you. So don't go away. We're coming right back. This is Donna Sebo, right here with the Hour of Mind Power.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and hey, telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz at one of these phone numbers if you're calling from anywhere in the United States. Here's a toll-free number for you to call in. I'll be glad to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada that would like to call in and chat with me, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. We also have a direct line of 530-876-5227. 5-3-2-2-2. That's 530-876-3222. Now, I did want to let those of you know that are regular recipients of my monthly newsletter. The newsletter is all finished, and it has gone out to my webmaster, so it's going to be up on my website. What I did want to say is we have been having some problems with a particular component of software in our computer, and so I've not been able to mail it out, and we hope to have it repaired and all in order by tomorrow. And as soon as we do, then we're going to start sending out the email newsletter. So I just wanted to fill you in up to date with what is going on. You know, with these wonderful computers, I just think computers are fabulous, but hey, they are vulnerable too, and they can get viruses and all kinds of things. Fortunately, this is not a virus, but things go wacky, and sometimes you get arthritis in your computer case. It's just really, really weird. Okay, but don't forget, give me a call. Telephone lines again are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322 or 530-876-3222. Oh, I've got to tell you who's coming up. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with John Clifton, who I had the opportunity to visit with when I was in New York just a few days ago. And we're going to be talking about vaccinations for dogs. And John has a real passion for dogs. He just thinks they are very special. He's got a little terrier of his own who is 16 years old. But it's called Stop the Shots. And he presents some fascinating medical information that veterinarians and dog breeders around the country are very, very supportive of. So we're going to be talking with John tomorrow, and then we are going to be involved in the wonderful world of Disney fantasy. Charles Ridgway is going to be my guest. He was the publicity manager for Walt Disney and his wonderful, wonderful empire of fantasy, oh, for so many, many years. His book is called Spinning Disney's World, and I can tell you it is wonderful, absolutely great, and it's going to be just a lot of fun interviewing him. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Susan Dean about online education. And online education is so very, very important because so many people just do not have the flexibility in their time schedules to go to college the way that they would like to. So depending on what you're wanting to develop a level of expertise in, online education is something that is available now that has transformed the educational opportunity for millions of men and women around the world. So this is something I think you're going to find quite interesting. So we've got a nice week, and oh, we've just got a wonderful lineup of guests. And don't forget, on bbsradio.com, you can always go in, find out who's coming up on the Donna Sebo Show. Also, we're interested in your comments and your feedback regarding the subjects you'd like to have discussed, you know, anything that you would like to let us know about. We are interested in. Well, I've got all kinds of good things to share with you today. Oh, including, I think, our first phone caller for the hour. Hi, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Becca S., and I'm calling from California. How are you?
Well, Becca, it's just wonderful. Where in California?
The Bay Area.
In the Bay Area. Oh, that's just so gorgeous. Okay, Becca, the first thing that I am looking at is study. I am seeing some research here. I am looking at you with an attitude of really very strong determination. You have got some objectives in front of you. You are determined that you are going to not only accomplish them, but actually surpass yourself.
Okay.
In what you may initially expect. But I'll tell you, Becca, I really feel that you are going to need to keep a pace. Your intensity is wonderful. Your drive and determination is wonderful. I want you to visualize yourself sort of as a long-distance runner.
Okay.
And you have to keep a pace. You don't want to slow down too much where your muscles are going to lock up on you. You want to just keep that rhythm. And it's like maintaining the rhythm is going to enable you to reach your objectives in the way seeing you feeling like you've accomplished so much. So you've got a lot on your plate of experience, and I think you are just going to be incredibly busy this year. And you, though, are wise, because you know when you're pushing yourself too much, and so you'll back off, take a break. You're a great one for just saying, you know what, I think I'm going to leave the dishes in the sink, and I'm going to go to Hawaii for a week.
Oh, yeah.
You'll just do it.
Uh-huh.
And somebody else would say, how can you do that? I have to plan this, that, or the other. You say, nope, life's too short. I know I need to do it. If I don't do it now, I'm not going to be able to do it. So you have a spontaneity that I think enables you to keep a good balance for yourself. And you need to be out of doors periodically, either with hiking, swimming, something that gets you out of doors. So it's almost like you turn off your thinking process and you just do stuff physical so that you can get yourself back in harmony and on target with what you are wanting to accomplish. You really are quite a disciplined person in many, many ways. What's your question for me today?
Regarding employment, am I on, you know, it seems like I've been applying for jobs and nothing has been coming through. And
what are you looking for, dear?
Well, I'm not really too sure. I'm trying to apply for something right now to bring some income in.
All right. Let me ask you a question, because I'm seeing you employed within the next 2 to 3 weeks. What is it that you would like to be doing?
That's difficult. I guess making a contribution or my connection is really with people and speaking the truth. I'm able to do that and not build up a defense, you know, a defensive wall. And so that I really enjoy, but I'm not really too sure how that would manifest.
All right. Now, you say speaking the truth. Now, when you say this, see, I'm getting mixed pictures in my head when you're mentioning this.
Okay.
Because I don't think you have a clarity with yourself.
Correct.
I think what you are going to find yourself needing to do, and you can do this very quickly because it's just the nature of who you are.
Okay.
I think you enjoy instructing. I think you are a person that likes to empower people to recognize their own capabilities. So I believe part of what's going to happen with you during the next 2 years is you're going to make a choice about education for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see you look at something along the lines of becoming a counselor, a person that is going to be able to develop your skills of communication in that way and also as a speaker.
Right. Okay. I think that would be more of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, like a motivational speaker type person.
Well, more than that, I think you love drama. And what I'm looking at is you should be involved on some level with, let's say, community little theater.
Okay, yeah.
Because this is something you enjoy, costumes, and I'm looking at you putting together maybe some kind of a program that would allow you to incorporate some theatrics to get your point across, which would be a lot of fun for you.
Okay.
So I think you've got a creativity factor in your persona that I think is really great. Now, you don't look at yourself as a fabulous interior designer or graphic artist or anything like that. That's not what I'm looking at. I am just looking at this wonderful creative side of yourself that you're going to start cultivating.
Okay.
And I think when it comes, I'd like you to consider something.
Mm-hmm.
I would like for you to consider looking up in the Yellow Pages the Dale Carnegie educational system.
Okay.
And look up those companies that train motivational speakers.
Okay.
For their formats.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, see what you could find along those lines and say, I really want to be involved in this. This is something that I feel I'd be very good at. And
okay.
I think not only could you make a good living,
mm-hmm.
but I think the training and education you'd get in the process would be wonderful.
Okay, so Dale Carnegie, and look for what?
I would look for, just check out the Yellow Pages for motivational companies, any organizations that empower people to deal more effectively with their lives.
Oh, I see. Something that's already set up that are looking for
yes.
people to bring into their corporation.
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is, why not support the skills that you have by being in environments that are going to be complementary to that?
Oh, that would be great, rather than just getting a job to pay the bills for right now.
Correct. You don't need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, I feel like it's just kind of placating myself, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. I really, really appreciate that, and I have this long to-do list, but it sounds like I don't need to get a lot of those things done before I bring a job into my existence.
That's correct. Go ahead and realize that that job is going to be ready for you, and you're ready for it. How did you learn about the show, Deb?
I just somehow stumbled onto BBS Radio, and then one afternoon your show was on. This is about the second time that I've listened to you, given, you know, the schedule that I have.
Wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's really great, and BBS Radio has been really great.
Well, be sure you go to the comments section of bbsradio.com and send us your thoughts. We'd like to hear from you.
Oh, you bet, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, dear.
Okay.
That was Becca in the Bay Area of California. And, hey, you can call in, too, if you like. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. If you're in the U.S., if you'd like to call in from Canada, we have 888-810-8322. And also a direct line of 530-876-3222. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll be delighted to chat with you or share some little points of trivia and information otherwise. Donna Sebo here. We're going to take a break. Don't you go away now. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Don't forget now, if you want to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227 is the telephone number from Canada, 888-810-8322. Oh, by the way, and I do know we've got a caller on the line, but before I go to our next caller, I want to mention, for those of you listening in Alaska, I want to let you know I will be able to make a trip up into Fairbanks and Anchorage towards the end of the month, and I'll be giving out some more information regarding my travel up there and my appearances. So anyhow, we'll keep you informed with that. If you need to call me, if you want to call and find out information about private readings or scheduling appointments with me at any time, you can always call my office at 800-872-8852. Let's go to our next caller this afternoon. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Stella Kay, and I'm calling from Wiggins, Mississippi.
Where in Mississippi?
Wiggins.
Wiggins. Well, I hope it's warm and sunny in Wiggins.
It is.
Well, great. Going to be in the South later on this year myself, so it's...
Oh, are you?
Yes, it's just an incredible, incredible space. Okay, Stella Kay, what I'm looking at with you is a need to be easy with yourself. And I am getting the word forgiveness. And I think there is this side of you sometimes that does what I call mental bashing. And you need to lighten up and you need to realize that if you really want some changes in your lifestyle, you must think them through and you must then take the steps to create the changes. You can't wait for someone else to do it for you. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a relocation that is evolving. And again, I would say the same thing. If you are aware of that relocation potential, look at what you want not at what you don't want. Look at what you want, not at what you don't want. Mm-hmm. So much has changed over the last 3 years in your life, and I'm feeling sometimes a deep sadness that runs through you. And I think as you are maturing,
mm-hmm.
as you're getting older, you're saying, I want more in my life than what I feel I have had an opportunity to be able to experience. You have got a major breakthrough that's occurring this year. And when I say a breakthrough, it's as if I'm seeing you standing in front of a mirror, and it's just like a brilliant light goes on, and you go, by golly, I don't have to follow an old paradigm that I adopted because that's what I was told I needed to do. I believe, Stella Kay, you are coming in contact with people, conditions, and opportunities that are going to open doors for you, not just a door, but doors for you that will enable you to shuck off what you no longer want to have in your environment, whether it's habit, whether it is something that you need to get rid of, could be, you know, old stuff, it could be just getting rid of things that you no longer want. And I just think that there's a major breakthrough that's occurring where you are making it okay to start right where you are when you feel that you can see this, right where you are, no excuses, no, gee whiz, this should have happened to me years ago stuff, none of this. It's just in a moment, it's as if you have such clarity and you say, this is what I am going to do. And the transformation in your life is going to be incredible. I am seeing you meeting with some friends towards the end of the year, and they're going to say, you know what? You've changed. You have changed a lot. You're going to say, yes, I have. And you're going to be so pleased with it. But there will be no guilt. There will be no fear inside of you because you're going to say, this I am doing for me. And there will be one or two people that think that you will have become a little bit highfalutin and that your nose is up in the air and you just think you're too good for everybody. Well, that's their perception because they have a very low self-esteem relative to their own positioning. But that's not you. That's not you. You are anything but that. But this is something. It's your self-esteem and your self-confidence is going to be so good, so solid, so strong, that you're just going to walk the walk. You're not going to talk the talk without walking the walk right along with it.
That sounds so good.
Yes, and, hon, you have worked hard to get to this point. You've gone uphill backwards sometimes, just inch by inch, because everything and everybody around you said, no, you're wrong. It's only this way. Everything's green. And you'd say, no, I see purple. I see red. No, it's all green. And
mm-hmm.
say, no, it's not all green.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you just got so you shut up. You wouldn't say anything. You said, why should I argue? Why should I fight?
Right.
And you were hurt a lot, too. Emotionally, I am just seeing tears running down your heart over and over and over again until finally one day you ran out of Kleenex and you said, I'm sorry, but I don't have time for this anymore. And I am out of Kleenex.
That sounds good.
And by golly, you are coming into your own. But it's been a hard road for you. It has not been an easy one. And it's been quietly suffered by you. But now you've realized you don't want to be a martyr.
Oh.
And that's a good thing. The only ones I've ever known that have been around anyway are all dead. So martyrs, you don't want to imitate a martyr.
Martyrs don't work well.
No, they don't. What question do you have for me today, dear?
We have started a business, my husband and I, and I want to see if you saw it being a favorable thing or.
All right. What kind of business is it?
Well, we do promotional products, T-shirts and printing material, that type of thing.
All right. Now, it all depends on how you want to market it, because you're going to need to have a niche market for a while. Let me just give you an example. When did you open this up there?
A little bit late last year.
All right. Now, the logical thing would be involved with your Chamber of Commerce, get to know every organization in town and outside of town, and also to be sure to have a web presence.
Okay.
Very, very important. But I would like for you to do some more homework about promotional products. Now, are you with a company that you are representing the promotional products that they have, or are you developing your own?
Well, we're doing both. We're selling things that other people make and things that we make ourselves.
All right. What I would say is, if you will find a link, this could be with a hospital, it could be with marathons that people put on, you know, to raise money for charities, and March of Dimes, you know, Walking for Breast Cancer, all of these various things. You need to keep your eyes and ears open, and I'm looking at two factions. I'm looking at something related to animals.
Mm-hmm.
Could be with a local zoo or whatever, but you're really going to have to get busy on your sales side.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do, and you get your contracts, and you really evaluate carefully what you can offer, especially with bulk orders, then I think you've got something here that could be a nice business.
Good.
I don't know that it's going to make you multimillionaires, but I think it's going to be a healthy family business. But the key to this is staying on top of it all the time.
Okay.
So I'd like for you and your husband to keep your eyes and ears open for someone who is an advisor who's got a lot of experience in dealing with promotional products.
Okay.
And I would suggest you try to find someone who is semi-retired.
Okay.
Who can sort of be a mentor to you, and they're not going to be expensive for, because you don't have much of a budget for this.
No.
So you need someone that would like to see you succeed, has an understanding about promotional products, and can help you stay on top of looking at those contacts that you should make, where, you know, you might get an order anywhere from 50 cups of something or shirts up to 5,000 to 10,000 items. So you need to be able to look at these things.
Okay.
And you need to also be so very active in your community, where publicly you are going to, maybe with a, you know, a little league team or, you know, whatever. There's just so many venues you can choose from, where you can say, this is what we do, we'd like to bring it to you, and be willing to talk in front of groups like Kiwanis and Rotary and other such organizations. You're going to have to do a lot of what I would say public connection.
Okay.
And I think, again, this can be a very good business. It's not going to make you real, real wealthy, but it will serve you well.
Oh, good. Good, good. Well, I certainly appreciate all the advice and the help.
You're more than welcome.
I thank you.
And how did you learn about the show?
I listened to... can't think of the lady's name. It's another lady who's on the BBS show. And she's News for the Soul. And I went to the BBS link and found you.
Well, I'm so glad you did. Well, be sure and give us your comments about the show, what you like about it, and also any of the other shows that you listen to.
Ma'am, say again, I'm sorry.
Be sure you go to the comment button about BBS Radio. That's right on the website. You're already on the website.
Okay.
We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right, Stella Kay. Thanks so much, dear, and much success to you.
Thank you, Donna. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're more than welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Siebel. We are out of time. My goodness, the hour just goes by so quickly. No, you are the master of the fate, your fate, the captain of your soul. There's no limit to what you're capable of doing. And I know that there is something so special and unique about you, no matter where you are, no matter what your life circumstances may be, that you're going to touch and reach the lives of Go out, give it your best today. We need everything that you've got, the best that you've got. You do make a difference, you know. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.